Hello, this is VR Podcasting, and I am talking here in England at something past something apart.
It doesn't really matter. Anyway, we are talking. Oh, 2023. Goodness me.
I'm responding to Nama's post about whether people should have a parking permit without disability. I'm sorry, if everything there. And he caused consternation and we run too much.
If he's wrong, then I'm right.
Because Claire's wrong and I'm right. No, finally, he said, I think I listened to most of what he was saying, and just wanted to pick up on it. Firstly, part of the merging, well, it is in England, I don't have worked elsewhere, but the European badge that I think you can have, the blue badge, is, is a badge in Europe. It's obviously given to you as an individual, isn't it? So you take it and put it in whatever car you're in. So the person shouldn't have it in the car without you being there, and I know that happens often or apart from council, the work comes down, traffic cop or whatever, and say, the traffic warden, sorry, and say, oh, you know, your part has been dissolved, but where's the person with disability? And I'm like, oh, they're ridiculous, because it is, as you say, for reasons of convenience, if you have an impairment of some sort, that and I think you have to be careful, I think, how much you talk about this in terms of not that anyone's going to say anything in public and come and get us, but it's this whole argument about things like disability living allowance. I don't know what you get benefit wise in Israel, Nama, but in Britain, you know, we have this whole debate going on at the moment where the government are trying to cut back on paying disability living allowance and replace it with personal independent payment. And basically come up with this massive shopping list of things that people can and can't do, and they're trying to generalise a very individualised situation, and I think that's difficult. And when they talk about, as you did, where the fraud element almost comes from and that people don't really need it, it's actually abusers of the system that really shouldn't have it, or that people that don't have a sticker that park in the wrong places. So actually, there's enough spaces, but often, I don't know, people with women with or men or families or whatever with the big cars go and stick it in the thing because they think, oh, no one's going to use this disabled spot. There's no one in it, so I'll have it. And it's in things like supermarkets, which supermarkets don't try and police it. They just say, well, whoever has it, and if someone parks in it, well, too bad, really. But I think the infrastructure is a difficult one, and sometimes it's not a case of whether you can walk it or not. The infrastructure is such that in some places it's difficult for people to walk, and I'm sure you would have come across this yourself. If you're in a familiar place, then no, you don't need your sticker, and if you're on the bus or whatever. But if you're in a situation where you're with someone and parking in that spot means it's easier to walk you straight to the front door of the place you're going to, then I see a case for it. Claire has a point to make.
I think if you're capable of walking, then why do you need to park closer to a, for example, to the door? I'm perfectly capable. Like, I walk everywhere.
You weren't capable of, when we discussed the accessibility of this PC world and stuff earlier, if you refer to that on Claire's boo, Nama, we were complaining about the fact that it was an absolute mission to get to the bus stop, which was literally over a stupid landscaped anti-theft device of a plantation and a wall and a whatever and a car park. If we could have literally walked as a crow flies, we would have been at a bus stop in within a minute, whereas we had to walk all the way down the side of this complex and then get out of the only entrance that was safe and then go all the way back up across lots of side roads and higgledy-piggledy bumps. And the infrastructure within this place was a nightmare. There was posts everywhere because they don't want ram raiders, obviously, going into their, driving straight into their glass doors, which open automatically, of course. And they're wide because they want big people to get through, things like that, and want people to get in as quickly as possible with the minimum of fuss. So they put all these posts outside the doors to stop cars coming on and, as I said, raiding the shop, effectively. So all this infrastructure and loads of these A-boards with advertising on and things like that, it was a nightmare to walk along.
Yeah, but it is a nightmare, but you
wouldn't have done it on your own. You wouldn't have even gone to that place on your own, I would. argue.
No, that doesn't entitle me to be able to park right next to the shop.
Yeah, but you happen to have sighted help, and that was more why you were able to facilitate. That was facilitated for you. Not, and of course you could walk. No one's disputing that.
But where do you draw the line?
Your inability to walk was hampered by the infrastructure.
Yeah, on that occasion.
On most occasions, you know, you're it's wrong. The case.
Yeah, it may be. But where do you draw the line?
I'm wrong, it may be.
But no, but where do you draw the line at, for example, and I'm going to make a comparison here with there are two types of people that park, that have facilities within this country to park close to the door of a supermarket, for example.
You mean legally? Right, okay.
Legally, but they don't all need permits. There are two types of parking spaces that are specifically reserved. They are disabled parking.
And mother and...
Yeah, and parent and child parking. There is a massive backlash, even by parents, against parent and child parking. On the basis that people... It's convenient to be able to park near to a supermarket. And it is convenient for somebody with a disability to be able to park near a supermarket. The difference lies is that it's not essential for a parent and child to be able to park near a supermarket. Mm. And there are certain disabilities where it's not essential for that person to be able to park near the supermarket, if you get my drift. And so, somebody who is, for example, impaired in terms of their mobility skills, and I'm talking about physical ability to walk, not ability to navigate, but to actually walk to somewhere, should obviously be entitled to a place. And you know, there are obviously exceptions in terms of, like, people have children with learning difficulties that, say, for example, have behavioural issues that they will run.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or that they, you know, can't be contained in a certain area, etc. So they're taken into account as well.
Yeah.
And it's just a massive...
But if you count the amount of disabled spaces and the reason that they're where they are. So, for example, if we were driven, if we were driven to Warwick Castle or something, and you've never been there before, you have no idea on earth where it is, what's around you or whatever, or a town centre that you're not familiar with, or anywhere like that, or even place that you are familiar with, once you're parked in a certain place, you could get from A to B, you could get out and walk. Like that, I see as that if that system wasn't being abused by, and it can't be by blind people because and people with the severe disability, because in the case of a blind person, you can't get there on your own anyway, so you're not going to go and park your car of your own volition in the wrong place.
But then that's where you kind of negate the need for the blind person to have that ability.
I think that there's enough disabled person spaces for all people with disabilities that will probably need it at any point in time in the average town in Britain to be able to park thus.
But I don't think there are. There are maybe two outside of every supermarket.
There's loads.
The numbers of...
There's probably about 20 or 25.
There aren't. Not anywhere near.
I think there are.
No, you're wrong.
I think there are.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
I see loads. You go across the front of a supermarket and it's just...
No, because some of it's disability disabled and spots some of it's parent and child.
Yeah, but I don't think there'd be a quibble about you parking with your disability sticker in a parent and child.
Oh, no, absolutely. There wouldn't. So, although there are parents...
But it's the point is, it's nearer to the parts of the infrastructure that you're going to need, isn't it? So where we were today, that pavement, and it shouldn't have been. I mean, this could be a bone of contention to say people pushing pushchairs. But do you remember where we kind of tripped down that little bit that was blocking inlet into the car park?
Yeah.
They basically extended the reach of the disability parking space further forward than the rest of the pavement. So the pavement narrowed for everyone else, and even more posts and things, so there's less room to get by. But you had much more room. Obviously the places are wider, so everyone can get out and stuff like that. Which is a mare. I mean, I've been in a standard parking space, and you get out of the car, and there's a good chance that you're going to crack your door against someone else's, the passenger door, whatever, as you get out. So that's why I almost think we're shooting ourselves in the foot by saying, well, we don't really need it. I think they should be available, and if they're required by you at the time, then so be it. In the same way that you shouldn't start legislating for saying to someone like me, oh, well, you don't need as much of this or that or the other help because you can see fine during the day. My eyesight's shot at night, absolutely shot. And so it is an individual situation. And I think that as long as people are fair about it and equitable and sort of use it as they should do, and that's an ask of the whole of society, then I think that these places are there for a good reason. Like, the chances are that it'll be right near a disability toilet, or it might be near a place that is easy to get onto the pavement for you or for the whoever is has a disability. It doesn't mean that that other person... and I might even say, if I was in a car and, for example, the driver said, well, it's a bit of a... Oh, this could be interesting. There's someone with a... who they've got a disability, they've got a sticker behind me, and that, you know... And if it was obvious that their need was greater than mine, I'd probably get out of the car and say, you know, what's your situation? Oh yeah, we've got, you know, Granny Smith, and she's in a wheelchair. Then, yeah, you have that then. We'll park further up the road, it's fine. But it really does depend on who you're with. Not so much who you're with, sorry. I think it depends on where you're going. And I think if you need it at the time, then you probably need it. I think it's as straightforward as that. I don't
then
see
why... The problem is, often it doesn't come down to need, and people aren't as selfless as that.
No.
And
people, granted.
And people feel that, you know, that they have it, you know, particularly because they can, rather than because they should. And I know, for example, Paul, that there are people that, for example, would... I gave up my disability pass because my members of my family basically felt, you know, oh, well, you've got disability, so you know, that means we can park for free.
No, that's a complete breakdown of the way things are supposed
to work. Of course
it
is, but that's
and
does.
No, yeah, members of my family would do that. You know, but we can't help having dodgy members of family, I suppose. But no, that all friends in. But I've. In fact, you can be fined for that, and rightly so.
You
I
can't
think,
because they can't prove it.
Well, no, sorry. I think you can have it taken away from you. I think the laws have changed. They've got quite aggressive now in this country about or draconian or whatever. Not draconian.
Yeah,
they've tightened the laws.
As long as you go with them.
You can have it revoked if you're caught doing that kind of thing. I think you'll find that they can probably impound the badge. Well, they would, because I've seen the. Oh, I'm trying to think where I saw it on. It might have been a Panorama program or something like that. And they were actually stopping people with the badges and saying, hiya, can you, where's the person with the badge? And I wish I remember where I saw it. And they were saying, he's having a coffee and then we've just left him out. No, what do you mean you've left him having a coffee? So why are you here then? You look like you're about to leave without someone. You've got the engine running, you're about to drive off. I've just caught you and you're trying to tell me that. And actually some people did try and drive off. And they were so, it's the word renegade, about it. And completely unapologetic, some people, especially those that were parking in disability spots without a badge. But
my
the abuse is a different thing, I think.
No, because I would still have found it to go, oh, you've got a disability badge, you come with us, then we can park, you know.
That's bad. That's terrible, because the pressure on you is immense, but that's not a reason not to have it. Is there anything else that you can have the last word?
Can I?
Yeah.
I'm right.
thanks, Narm.
That last word it was.
Love you, Narma.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.